Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Kellerman. In honor of the nation's favorite feast, we savor the turkey in this week's Bird Note, narrated by Michael Stein.
Any farmyard turkey still gobbling on the day after Thanksgiving is a fortunate bird. If that same turkey survives past Christmas dinner, it is a truly lucky fowl. Farmyard turkeys were domesticated from a species called the wild turkey, originally native to the eastern and southwestern states and parts of Mexico. Wild turkey numbers had plummeted by the early 20th century due to overhunting and loss of habitat. Yet fortune would smile on the wild turkey, too. Game managers stepped in, reintroducing wild-caught birds to areas where turkeys had become scarce. From the 1940s onward, there has been an upward trend in wild turkey numbers. In fact, turkeys now run wild in all of the lower 48 states and Hawaii, well beyond their original range. But back to the farmyard turkey. It's likely that the Mayans of southern Mexico had already domesticated turkeys as long as 2,000 years ago. Early Spanish explorers in the New World sailed off with domestic turkeys from Mexico, and soon turkeys were gobbling in farmyards over much of the world. Early European colonists to America's Atlantic seaboard actually brought domestic turkeys with them, completing the circle back to the New World. It's been a long and curious ride for the turkey, showing us both the upside and downside of life as a dinner table delicacy.
That's Michael Stein of Bird Note. To see photos of wild turkeys, scratch a path to our website, loe.org.